This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Let me say this. The past few Super Bowls, hell, I could go down the list. The run game may have gotten them to the Super Bowl with some of these teams, but it was ultimately the quarterback's arm that won them the games. Go back to this past Super Bowl. Saquon did not have a good game. He didn't.
That game was a blowout, though.
Who looked the best?
No, Jalen's
incredible. Jalen's arm looked incredible.
But we're acting like Saquon didn't have one of the greatest running back seasons of all time.
But why did they win the Super Bowl? It was Devontae Smith.
Sure.
It was A.J. Brown. It was Jalen Hurts. Also, I'll say this to Jalen, picking and choosing his spots with his legs, gashing them up.
Jalen was amazing. But they don't sniff the bounce back that they had without... I mean, he had 2,000 all-purpose yards.
Just like the 49ers don't get to their Super Bowls without their running game as well. But what was the decider in both of those games, Joe?
Well, their defensive line was suffocating, and then they were opportunistic, and Jalen threw dimes. It wasn't just Jalen, but they had the best roster top to bottom we've seen in a long time.
The passing game destroyed them.
Super
Bowl, they did.
No doubt.
For the 49ers, their passing game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game was not good enough. And Mahomes and Kelce and the Rashee Rices of the world, when it mattered most, they stepped up. And it sucks. And they hit the big plays that you couldn't hit. Is that on Kyle Shanahan and the passing concepts? Is it just on? Everyone wants to bring it up. I don't think it's as cut as dry as, oh, if Jimmy just hits Emmanuel Sanders, it's all over. No, that's not it. That's not it.
Now, there would have been still time on the clock.
Correct.
They hadn't stopped Mahomes all game.
But there is a difference of the arm talent and the passing concepts of a team like Kansas City with a team like the 49ers. And I'm just asking, has it been good enough, and can it be good enough? And can it get better? That's all I'm asking.
Well,
can it get better?
They're going to play this week against one of the best defenses in the game. And I think people have probably slept on Denver. They had 35 sacks last year. They're a ferocious front. They've got a great secondary. I think we're going to get a great look on Thursday.
Reigning DPOY, Pat Surtain.
We're going to get a great look on Thursday of like what does this offensive line look like?
Yeah.
What do these receivers look like? What does the run game look like? What does the quarterback look like? What does the offense look like as a whole? This is probably as good of a test as you're going to find of what you are in any of these scrimmage situations. Would you agree?
I would agree with that. This is probably one of the better, like, they play the Raiders next week in Vegas. Like, and it's always good to get a couple different looks from different quarterbacks, different situations, right? You'll see, like Genty is going to be the guy that everyone's going to be looking at next week, right? It's like, okay, they're going to be the run first team, right? They're going to try to lean on that bell cow rookie out of Boise State. Now it's going to be a little different with Bo Nix, right? Who's going to be a little bit more mobile. He's going to be moving around. He doesn't take a lot of sacks. So you're going to be game planning different things for both of them. But the fact that this is a legit playoff team that just came off of playoff run, yeah, there's going to be a lot there. And obviously, there's the relationship there in the past with Denver, Kyle, all of that. But yeah, I'm very excited about the defense of Denver going up against the offense of San Francisco. And Christian McCaffrey in particular, right? And what is Trent going to look like? Colt McKivitz, these guards, Burford, right? What are they all going to look like this week? Continue. Sorry.
No, it's just I think after Thursday, we'll have a really good feel for like what are the strengths and weaknesses of the Niners. Yep. And if we come out of that saying, man, wide receivers couldn't get open and they couldn't do anything, then I think that it picks up steam.
Okay.
The Terry McLaurin thing picks up steam. But if we're coming out of that saying Brock had no time to throw, then we're talking about an offensive line issue, which was a big part of last year. If CMC can't get any running room and is a non-factor in the passing game, then we start having the questions of, where are we at with CMC? You know, where are we at with him heading into the year? They have no backup right now. So, like, I understand why you are hot and heavy on Terry McLaurin. It's just the backdrop of the last couple of years, overpaying wide receivers, them underperforming, them getting hurt. I have a hard time thinking after you just paid the quarterback what you did. Normally when you pay the quarterback what you do, you pick one guy on offense to pay, and they did. You know, it's George Kittle.
Yeah.
And then you get cheaper on the outside. You don't get more expensive on the outside. Very few teams do that.
Richie Rich is in Livermore, wants to join in the conversation. 888-957-9570 is the number. I'm saying go after Terry McLaurin. I don't care. Hey, Ayuk, a pick, another pick. Hey, go get this guy. Probably not in the first round, but I'd think about a second round pick in Brandon Ayuk for Terry McLaurin. I'd think about it. He's 29 going on 30 this year. Again, as I mentioned, the last four seasons, 1,000 yards each season, only four players have done it. Justin Jefferson, Devontae Adams, Mike Evans. I think all those guys are going to be in the Hall of Fame. And then Terry McLaurin's the other guy. It's pretty impressive.
When I heard Charvarius Ward address last week that, like, he watched other players hold out when he had 1 year left on his deal and he showed up, and then the guys, he's practicing every day.
Yeah.
And then these other guys aren't practicing, and then they get paid a ton of money. How that made him feel. There's this locker room dynamic, which I think McLaurin is going through right now with Debo, where it's like, well, wait a minute. I've been the leader here for so many years, and then this guy's going to show up and make the same amount of money as me. How does that play on this team when everyone's had their hand out for years on end if McLaurin just shows up and gets paid a ton of money? It's one thing when you are Calvin Johnson, Jerry Rice in your prime.
I just told you he's kind of with those guys these last four seasons. He's kind of been those guys. Like,
he's a really good player. He's not on those guys' level.
I mean, he's been playing with easily the worst quarterback play, too.
No,
no
doubt.
Matters a lot.
He's had seven quarterbacks in the last 5 years.
He's a really good player.
I'm with you.
He's a really good player.
Elite.
But there's a difference between we signed Deion Sanders in his prime, and we signed Terry McLaurin. Like he's a really good player. We're talking about all-time players. I'm telling you, this is the locker room dynamics that you're stepping into. If you bring someone in like that, and you pay them right away on this team, after everything they've been through the last 3 years.
Richie Rich, Livermore. You want McLaurin, Richie Rich?
Hell yeah, you go get McLaurin. And hear me out. This is why. And Shasky, you're my dog. You know your sports. But check it out. Dude, the NFL is stacked right now. These teams that are making it into the playoffs are stacked at running back, stacked the wide receiver position, right? What are we going to do? We're going to run CMC down everyone's throat again, and by week 11, he's leaking oil? Mm. Hell no. We don't even have a guaranteed wide receiver one right now. Who? Pearsall? Yeah, he looked promising at the end of the season, but he ain't guaranteed. And Ayuk? Is he even going to be a fraction of what he was? Hell no. I don't think so. Get rid of Ayuk. Get some picks. go get him, because we need to be able to take the top off and change the game on any given play, right? We got to be able to be a threat to help CMC, to help Purdy, to open up Kittle. You need to get him. I don't give a damn what you got to do. Go get him and start the season knowing who your wide receiver one is, because the last thing you want to do is go into Seattle and get punched in the mouth and go down 0-1. I don't want to do that. So, yeah, go get the man.
There you go, Richie.
I think a lot of people feel that way. Yeah. I think a lot of people feel that way. I'm just in the business right now. I'd rather sign Keenan Allen or Amari Cooper for much cheaper. It doesn't cost you as much. It isn't so much of a commitment. I mean, look at the highest paid players right now at the position. Like, do you need weapons? Of course you need weapons. I want to make that clear. But Ja'Marr Chase didn't make playoffs last year. No. Justin Jefferson, one game in the playoffs, out. CeeDee Lamb didn't make the playoffs last year. DK Metcalf didn't make the playoffs last year.
Was it their fault they didn't make the playoffs?
You're making it sound like
it's their fault. Like, it's not their fault they didn't make it. The defense, too, has to step up.
It's about team building and how you structure your contracts. I'm just laying this out. I'll let you finish. A.J. Brown, they won the Super Bowl. Amon-Ra St. Brown, lost in the playoffs. Tyreek Hill didn't make the playoffs. Jaylen Waddle didn't make the playoffs. Devontae Adams didn't make the playoffs. Those are the highest paid players right now per year in the league, right? And so I understand you need weapons, all right? You absolutely need weapons. But the league is telling you, like, you're overpaying for a lot of these receivers.
And I'd say most of those teams that you referenced right there, outside of maybe a couple, like the Joe Burrow Bengals, and Joe Burrow, if he was on any other team and they made the playoffs, probably would have won the MVP. He was unbelievable last year. It's just they had nothing on defense. So I hear you on the allocation of funds when you're trying to structure a team, obviously. But you took care of all the big boys that you need to take care of. Now it's incumbent on the young guys to step up that aren't getting paid a lot in respect to some of the other guys on the team. Like the Mykal Williams, he needs to step up. That's a player that I'm circling right now that I'm watching at joint practices to see if he's going to flash at all against these big boys and against a playoff team like the Denver Broncos. I want to see him flash. Hell, then again next week when they're in Henderson, Nevada against the Raiders, against an offensive line that may not be that great, but hell, they just re-signed their right tackle, Colton Miller, or left tackle, I should say. He's been around a while. How's he looking against there? Like more established players. I want to see Mykal Williams pop. I want to see some of these young secondary players pop. Malik Mustafa, I don't know when. Is he going to be out there? I don't know. When is he coming back? Renardo Green, can he do something hurt. Like, right? Like D Winners. I want some of these guys to just step up and just take hold of the position like we've seen in the past when it was a Dre Greenlaw, right? When it was Aziz Alshaier at times, right? I want to see that happen. I felt like I just haven't seen these young guys step up in the past, and that's why I am more leaning on some of these veterans. Now, some of these veterans has bitten you in the ass in the past, but I don't think, you know, I'm going to let like the Chase Youngs on the defense or like the Randy Gregorys, they weren't as established as players like a Terry McLaurin is. But I hear you when you say the optics aren't great. I'm not here to tell you they are. It wouldn't be great, but I just want to add great players.
No,
I just want to add.
I hear you.
I am always in the business, and John Lynch tells us this all the time, right? As fans, we're in the business of adding good players. We're going to be in on everybody. We're going to make a call. So I'm sure calls have been made, right? And maybe the Niners are in a position right now, kind of like where the Warriors are at. Yeah, we don't really want to give up future assets. We don't want to give up draft picks because you know what? Maybe we are in a rebuilding phase. They're never going to tell us this, Joe, but maybe that's their mindset right now. I'm looking at an NFC, though. Outside of the Eagles, it's pretty wide open. I don't have a fear factor of anyone else outside of the Eagles. And even then, on any given Sunday, maybe Jalen doesn't have it. Maybe A.J. Brown's disgruntled and he's yelling at Nick Sirianni, and he can beat him in the playoffs. You can. That's the great thing about football. One game. Any situation? Hell, if Eli Manning could beat the Patriots twice in the Super Bowl, why can't the Niners beat the Eagles this year? Like, that's where my mindset is. I don't fear the Lions. I don't know what they're going to look like after losing both of their coordinators, Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn. I don't know. Can the Washington Commanders do it again? I'd like to see it, right? I don't know. Minnesota, J.J. McCarthy? I don't know. The Rams? Has anyone been paying attention to the Rams? Matt Stafford hasn't even practiced. Here it is back. They just paid him all that money and his back is hurt. Spinal. I'm not saying it is spinal. I'm just going Mike Tyson there. But like slowly but surely, why not the Niners? Why not? Everyone's acting like this is a rebuild year and that they can't compete for a Super Bowl. And I'm saying the hell they can. Absolutely they can. Add Terry McLaurin puts you maybe on the Eagles level.
You think that adding Terry McLaurin really elevates their chances? They go from what, let's say they're a 9-win team in your mind. Do they go to 11, 12 win
team? Maybe. Hell, that connection with Jaden Daniels last year was special. That won them a lot of games last year. Now, can it be like that with Brock Purdy in year one? Maybe. That's incumbent on whether Clay Kubiak, the offensive coordinator, and Kyle Shanahan can elevate this passing game. It'd force them to change a little bit going forward, too.
I just have my doubts when this organization has overinvested in certain positions that I just don't think they need to invest in. Like, okay, I look at the D-tackle position. How many guys, they've been chasing the ghost of DeForest Buckner for close to a decade, and they just spent money in free agency and draft capital. And this, look, the best thing that can happen is, like, C.J. West, for example, the guy that drafted in the fourth or fifth round this year, is just really, really good and really cheap. That's the best thing that can happen.
Yes.
Not spending money on Javon Hargrave in free agency. That was bad. That was poor. Not spending, splashing and going to get Javon Kinlaw and reaching for someone who's got a horrible injury history with the bulky knee. The thing that they need right now is they need Juwan Jennings to get healthy, and they need Ricky Pearsall to ball out, and they need one of these other random guys to step up. I don't know about trading future picks and dumping a ton of money and possibly alienating Juwan Jennings and some of the other guys on the team by paying Terry McLaurin.
All due respect to Juwan Jennings and alienating those guys, they are not on the level of Terry McLaurin, and I don't really care about alienating them. I care about helping out my quarterback that I just made the highest paid player in the history of the franchise, and Brock Purdy. That's all I care about right now. Tom Brady always had his old reliable players, whether it was a Gronkowski, whether it was an Edelman. Like, you need someone. Hell, last year, I just referenced the Super Bowl. A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, right? What would the Chiefs do right now? Well, they traded Tyreek Hill, and I'll say this. It's hard for me to do the Chiefs comparison because Brock Purdy's not Patrick Mahomes.
No.
He's just not. He is the guy I just can't compare anyone
else
to.
Are they the model?
They're the model of keeping the one guy they need. The Patriots and the Chiefs, yes, but you're talking about maybe the two greatest quarterbacks ever and two of the greatest coaches ever.
The only two teams that have had more success.
Kelsey and Gronk. Like, those are the guys they kept basically throughout the 10 years of those guys.
During Shanahan's run, although he doesn't have a Super Bowl, look at their winning percentages and look at how deep, how many playoff games that they've won. They're on a very short list with Patriots, Chiefs, like the best. We could argue about how great he is. Can he win the big one? They have been wildly successful.
And he's been held back in the Super Bowls by, at times, quarterback play.
Okay.
And I think that... And
I'm saying, have they been well-run?
Sure. Yes,
okay. What do the well-run teams do? They don't overextend themselves on players that are very good players, but aren't the true difference makers that are going to get them over the top.
But I'm telling you that their difference makers at the quarterback position are so far ahead of what Kyle Shanahan has had. I just don't buy the comparison.
So then you just don't buy Brock?
No, I do buy Brock, and I want the team to buy into Brock Purdy. Like I understand you invested a first round pick in Ricky Pearsall, but all of a sudden you look up, you traded Deebo Samuel, who I know had a bad year last year. He did. At his best though, he was first team All Pro. Now that was at X back, wide back, whatever. He was everywhere. Brandon Ayuk was second team All Pro a couple years ago with Brock Purdy. It was great. He's hurt now. So I'm going to be relying on a guy, and Juwan Jennings hurt, and a guy, Ricky Pearsall, who's only been hurt basically as a pro going forward after I just made this guy the highest paid player. I'm not going to be hard on Brock if he's going to struggle in the passing game and this team's going to struggle offensively going forward because they didn't address it in the offseason. So I'm not going to hear the people that are going to come down Brock Purdy's road this year if he's trying to force a lot of balls and interceptions and batted balls happen because he's trying to do too much. And the wide receiving core is just not good enough. Like, I'm not going to be here for that.
I would bargain bin this bad boy. I would go get Keenan or Amari Cooper. Just like the way the Chiefs picked up DeAndre Hopkins for nothing at the end of last year, and he ended up being fine for them. Like that, the well-run teams don't overpay. If they do overpay, they overpay for their own, right? On Nick Bosa, Kittle, Warner. They don't overpay from the outside. Now, are they opportunistic and do they strike big? Like, yeah, I remember when the Chiefs traded some first rounders and paid for Frank Clark, and he ended up paying dividends for them. He was an excellent player. Yeah. Obviously, he's crazy, so that goes without saying. But they make the tough decisions, and they move off people, and then they straight up go in the bargain bin, and they take veterans for dirt cheap, and they add them to the mix.
888-957-9570. That's the number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorney Sex Line. By the way, about top of the hour, 25 minutes, Dom Smith, San Francisco Giants DH first baseman, going to be joining us tough loss in Pittsburgh yesterday for the Orange and Black, but we'll discuss Dom Smith, who's actually been a bright spot for this team this season. He'll be joining us on the River Islands guest line, as all guests 95% of the game appear on the River Islands guest line. Are you in or out on Terry McLaurin, Niner fans, going after him? I'm in. Shasky's out.
Well, it's not that I'm out. I think it's going to cost too much. And I
think you are out, though, because it's going to cost you. It is. It's going to cost you probably a third-round pick, Ayuk, and then there you go.
You know my setting.
And I've said this
for a while. What's my setting on wide receivers for Shanahan?
You don't pay him.
I just don't.
Exactly. So you can say you're out on it for a third contract
for a 30-year-old. Yeah, like it's. I'm sorry.
That's
like
fine.
I'm probably not going to do that.
That's fine.
But if it was Jamar Chase or Justin Jefferson, top two or three at the position, yeah, you have to consider it. I don't think he's a really good player. I think he's a level below those other players.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.